Blog Talk Radio.
DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Live Talk Radio Show. Talk radio show.
It is 10 o'clock all around, up and down the East Coast. What's going on, everybody? I'm your man, your hip-hop informer, T.M. Hyman. You're in tune to T.M. Hyman Radio Live. Jump on it, 917-889-3926, 917-889-3926. Good evening to you. Hope your week is getting started in a lovely way. Yo. It's a jump off this Friday night. Join diva actress Miss Vivica Fox, Tampa's mature and sophisticated crowd, this Friday night out at the Embassy Suites, folks. That is Fowler Avenue. It's the ultimate First Fridays. Contact my partner Sean at 813-389-9463. Again, that is Sean, 813-389-9463. That's the jump off. We plan on going out there having some fun. Again, good evening to you. It is 10:01 here in Tampa, Florida. It's 10:01 in Chesapeake, Virginia. New Haven, Connecticut is checking in at 10:01. And, folks, it gets better and better. Tonight we are talking to a tight new filmmaking crew. And I'm not even going to say new because they've been doing it for quite some time. The name of the team is Six Chambers Productions. They're out of Queens, New York. A dynamic duo by the name of Kai Holmes and Marvin Redhead. We're going to get into what they have going on. The topic tonight is ownership building for the future. Ownership building for the future. You are in tune to T.M. Hyman Radio Live. The number to dial into the conversation tonight, give us your feedback, and I want you all to count how many times I actually say As I go back and listen to the podcast, you can go back and listen to the podcast at any time. Just log on to www.blogtalkradio.com/MRTM Hyman and listen to the times I say I'm trying to like stop that. That's like a personal thing that I'm trying to do. So I'm watching the number of times I say This is Main Scrape. It's called Why T.M. Hyman Radio Live.
Got a couple questions for you, man. Let's go. out of hers, man. Come on, baby, listen. It's from the heart, you know. They saying it's such a fish in the sea, but I threw away my fishing rod. Baby, you a simple God. Why we gotta make this hard? I ain't an actor, but I try my best to play my part. Together, we a work of art. We ain't finished. I wish we could go back to start. Took a beating, but baby girl, you took my heart. You the hottest in town. I'm the hottest around. I feel like Carrie Hilson, baby. Love came around and knocked me down. Yes, I'm talking about you, I got the blues. The shorty was my best friend in my boot. You can never find the shorty that's like mine. And no one on the corner got a swagger like mine. In due time, you'll be back. Never will I stop trying. Forever you misstrap. If I'm lying, then I'll be crying. If you knew better, you do better. And who better than who knows you, who mold you? Don't nobody know you like I know you, baby. So they say every good thing must come to an end, but sometimes you gotta go through bad if you wanna be built to last. Baby, I ain't worried about your past, cause our future looking bright. I'm already smelling that cash. I said some things I ain't mean to say only cause I was mad. Was a packing, I was putting my dirty clothes in the bag. I admit you got the best of me, that's why I never leave. We had a teenage love affair like AT's. Don't put me in the same position as Kanye's. So heartless, regretting that I started. You swept me off my feet like somebody pulling the carpet. For you, I was a victim, yet Cupid's target. I don't understand why the relationship on standby, no other nigga competing. I got him by a landslide. I need you on my team, together we build a franchise. Just answer one question, baby, all I wanna know is.
I'm Radio Live. To all the listeners out there, if you're suffering with any kind of sleep issues, if you're looking for a sound sleep naturally, got something I think you'd be interested in. It's called Rest Quiet. Do me a favor. Log on to www.foresight.com. If you struggle with sleep apnea, can't get a good sound sleep, log on. I think this will help you. You are in tune to T.M. Hyman Radio Live. Tonight we are talking about ownership, building for the future. We're talking to a group that's making it happen out there, so we're going to see what they're doing to actually sustain the business. They work with some big names. They're making some big noise. That's Six Chambers. They'll be joining us shortly. I welcome Toya live from Delaware tonight. Toya, good evening.
Hello, good evening. How are you today, sir?
How are you tonight?
Oh,
I'm good to go.
I'm doing good.
How's your Monday going?
It's going. I think I may need to log on to the website to get some information about sound sleep. But
hey.
I'm making it.
Hey, I can definitely relate to that. Hey, the product is awesome. The product, I'm telling you, look, I was a Red Bull dude prior to Rest Quiet.
Yeah.
Prior to Rest Quiet.
That's a bit
And I could tell you that the product also, like, reduces a snore. And, like, no exaggeration. Log on, again, www.foresight.cr.com. Foresight.cr.com.
It's funny that you mentioned that because I believe Miss Willingham will be talking about sleep and the importance of rest later on this evening. So,
okay,
funny that you mentioned that stat.
That's kinetic energy, because folks out there in Radio Land, I do not speak to the correspondents in reference to their reports prior to. I like to get good information and make sure that it's good information that's being conveyed. So I'm like listening intently, like some of you out there. Again, folks, if you're just joining us, it's 10 after 10 here. I'm coming to you live from Tampa, Florida. Wherever you are, you're tuned in to us. Good program tonight. Tonight we are talking to a team of young filmmakers. The name of the crew is Six Chambers Productions out of Queens, New York, and we're talking about ownership, building for the future, and what it takes to launch a successful business. These gentlemen have been in business since about 2003. They have some short films that have checked in some pretty high statuses as far as acknowledgement. They work with some big names, making some big noise. You can wage in tonight at 917-889-3926, 917-889-3926. Toya.
Yes.
Good conversation last night.
Very good
with
conversation.
With the coach.
Love the coach. Love everything he had to say. I like his approach towards his players and not just coaching in general, but he actually really seems like he genuinely cares about his players and the students there at the school. So, yes, it was a great conversation.
No doubt. We're going to have to travel out to Alabama. I'm telling you, I really have never, ever thought to travel to Alabama for any reason at all. But I think after talking to the coach last night and just thinking about the Blue Ridge Mountains, you know, I'm trying to really experience some things that I've never experienced. And the mountains, I'm a city dude. So, you know, the mountains is would be a 180 for me. Probably a good experience, and I probably would benefit from the air.
Yeah, I think that would be a good idea. It's always good to do something that you're not used to doing and stepping outside of your comfort range. So I think it would be good for you to try that.
Yeah, definitely. Folks, you're in tune to TM Hyman Radio Live. This is Toya coming to you from Delaware. Ms. Willingham, along with others, will be joining the conversation tonight here shortly. Our special guest, Six Chambers, coming up after this song or maybe the next song. At some point, they'll be on with us tonight. This is Connected. The artist is Devastate. TM Hyman Radio Live.
Again, I heard them people on our trail, but don't worry, we gon' shake them. You just tell them Coke Bakers to be careful when they make them. I'm connected, which means I got connections. So if I want them clipped, they getting clipped, no stress. To my listener's discretion, I promise not to lie. The next cross the water, passport so far. Even though I'm scared to fly, niggas still take flight. Marvin out in Jamaica with them dreads all night. Connected Voltron, connected Mafioso. Connected with the streets, no connection to the Popo. Even since a youngin', connected like Lego. Siamese twins, we attack where the fine at. Devastate, let's devastate the link. Never say an ass brick, never say it. What you think? Brick sky.
Out to the Rip the Runway last night, the My Chick Bad. It was a woman thing out there at Club Nouveau. Coming up this Friday night, though, is a jump-off. Join the diva, Miss Viv Fox, at the Embassy Suites. It's the mature and sophisticated crowd. This Friday night, August 6th, it's going down. Embassy Suites right here, Fowler Avenue, USF. Hey, call up your folks. Tell them that Vivica Fox, the Cougar Diva herself, is in the building. Embassy Suites off of Fowler Avenue here in Tampa, Florida. Hey, and check it out. If you are in Tampa, if you're traveling through the Tampa area, we keep listening tonight because we're going to ask a trivia question. You call in, answer trivia, and we got a pair of tickets to go check out Viv Fox tonight. Excuse me, not tonight, Friday night. If she was in Tampa tonight, I would be there tonight. Toya, we got Viv here in Tampa. You going to come down and check us?
I wish I could, but I have other things I have to take care of this weekend. have to get ready for when we all head out to Vegas in a few weeks. So I got to take foot on the home front for a little while.
Hey, absolutely, absolutely. The Hoodie Awards, folks. TM Hyman Radio Live will be live from the hoodies, hanging out with Steve Harvey and the crew. We out there really for 5 days, I think. I think we get out there like that Wednesday night. We're going to do the show live from the Mandalay Bay Resort Wednesday night. Then we're going to turn around and do the show there Friday night. And then we're going to turn around and do the show there Sunday night. And then I'll be fly back to Florida and do the show on Wednesday. If we do a show at all,
I guess
we might
the night
run
before
a,
will tell us, or the day will tell us whether or not we'll be able to do it.
Yeah, we will call, I'll pull a Steve Harvey on him and take a vacation day, run an old show or something. But folks, we're excited to be doing what we're doing right now. We were live last night in Orlando, Florida, coming from a Crazy Praise event. And I'm going to have my man Dave on later in the show to actually talk about Crazy Praise. Right now, it is all about the dudes of the hour. They've joined us all the way from, are y'all in Harlem? Are you in Manhattan? Y'all in Queens tonight? Introduce yourselves. This is Six Chambers with us tonight, folks, from New York.
Yo, what's going on, man? Six Chamber in the building.
What up, what up, what up?
What's good? Yeah. Introduce yourselves, brothers.
Yeah, we're from Queens, man. My name's Kai Holmes.
I go by the name of Marvin Redhead.
And we got our film production company, Six Chamber Film Production, coming strong out of Queens.
Jamaica, Queens.
You know what it is, man.
Big up, big up.
Yeah, man, stand up, stand up.
Shout out to Tampa.
To Tampa for sure, man.
Hey, no doubt. When the last time you dudes were down here, we were Super Bowling it, Budfest,
yes.
And it was hard for y'all to leave to go back up north.
Come on now, how could you miss a night of Snoop and the Budfest? And
real dope, real
you know
dope. Tampa's like an East Coast Cali, man.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, we did it up big. Hey, fellas, tonight the topic is ownership, building for the future. I think you dudes definitely represent, young dudes making it happen. I just counted that, folks. Hey, Kai and Mar, just to let you know, I just heard it again. I've gone back, listened to the podcast, and I actually counted how many times I said throughout the show. So I told folks to kind of count how many times I say and then give me feedback so I can stop saying so many damn times.
Obama had that syndrome for a little while, man.
Hey, yeah, feedback. Feedback is what helps you, though. People, you gotta, keep it at the forefront.
Definitely, man. Definitely.
Well, and Ustream right now, we're broadcasting the radio show too. You know.
No doubt. That's what's good. You all have done a log on right now. Hey, drop the information right now for folks to log on to Ustream who are listening.
Definitely. It's ustream.tv/broadcaster/5216566. Let me say that one more time. I was a little lengthy, but that's ustream.tv/broadcaster/5216566. It's called Waxploitation. You could just look it up. It's the Ustream Live right now on the radio, man.
And folks, this is like cutting edge right here. So I'm going to ask the brother to repeat it one more time for folks who are really connected with what we're doing right now. We're coming to you live. I'm live from Tampa, Florida right now. This is Six Chambers Productions coming to you live from Queens, New York. They're streaming live right now on the internet with video. They're going to drop the website one more time.
One more time with the website. That's ustream.tv/broadcaster/5216566. Ustream.tv, man, we live.
Waxploitation,
baby.
Fellas, tell the folks how long you've been in business and kind of what was the inspiration for starting a film company.
You want to kick that off, Mar?
All right, this is Marvin, one half of Six Chamber here. We've been in business for about a good, strong 7 years now, officially. And we really took it super official when we got the tax ID and everything after I graduated from Howard University and I made that move back from D.C. to New York. We became super official, teamed up, created the company. We started, grassroots, started with the people that we knew first, and they helped us out. Thank God, giving us jobs and opportunities, and we branched out like that.
Yeah, man, this Kai here speaking, studied at Hunter College myself, ended up teaming up with my boy Marv here when he came back from college in Howard, started taking
HU
stand up.
No doubt.
We just used to, just like Marv said, start out with the people started using our cameras as our weapons, man, and just, walking out here, started with videography, moved on to music videos, moving on to short films, moving on to, trying to flesh out, fully feature scripts and, big out here. We're trying to just take over Hollywood right now. And, our accolades kind of really got up when we put a short commercial, actually, into the American Black Film Festival in 2007 and actually ended up being in the top three for all state insurance contests. And, you know, they flew us out to Cali, Beverly Hills style and all of that. So, you know, it was one of our big milestones so far. We're just trying to keep networking, keep pushing, man, just, you know, in our mid-20s here, just trying to be millionaires before we turn 3-0, man.
Yo, and that's what leadership is about right there. And you have to identify, you know, everybody has a vision. Everybody has a talent, a gift. You have to know your gifts, your talent. Then you have to put it to work, your plan. You said networking. Networking. That means when you don't feel like it, you got to get out there.
Definitely.
How do you know who to contact? For people who say, well, I don't know what to do. I don't know how to get started. How did you get started? Just to, in layman's terms, for someone who just has a vision right now but don't know how to kind of cultivate the vision.
Well, you know, there's always people who at least one person out there that believes in you. Even if it's yourself, you know, you might have to start with yourself. You know, if you believe in yourself enough, you could definitely convince another person to believe in your dream and so forth and so on. But there's always somebody out there who does at least recognize your talent and believe in you. And, you know, with the right guidance, you could definitely be pulled in the right direction. You don't want to, you know, link up with any negativity. You always want to keep a very positive circle and, you know, people who just want to always benefit you and, you know, any way you could also give back to them as well. Like one hand washes the other, relationships and things like that. You don't want to, you know, feel like you're being taken advantage of for your talent. You know, you just got to realize your talent and link up with good, solid people. Even if it doesn't have to be, you know, you hop right to the P. Diddy and get that type of network link, that'd be great. But, you know, you got to, you know, start with your local mom-and-pop organizations and sponsors that might, you know, see the talent that you have even before it comes into, like, full fruition. But let
no
Marv
doubt.
Elaborate on that one right there.
And
no
also,
you know what, Marv, I'm sorry, Marv. You know what, okay. I'm going to pause, and we're going to rock one jam. On the other side of this jam, I want you to drop some knowledge on us and help us to understand where to take it from a vision into manifestation. Your cats are already doing it. Folks, you're in tune to TM Hyman Radio Live. You have Marvin Redhead and Kai Holmes on the line, Six Chambers Productions, streaming live right now out of Queens, New York. These are some young independent filmmakers. They have projects that have already been submitted to festivals, and folks like it. Hey, we're bringing it to you first. TM Hyman Radio Live.
TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Talk radio show. Without me. If you don't hear me now, just hear me later.
And this goes out to all my haters.
Hello, hello, they know, they know. Hello, hello, they know, they know. Hello, hello, they know.
Well,
they
know. Hey, 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 hey.
What you talking about? I'm that kisser. I'm in that blue flame. Haters popping bikers in, trying to kill the pain. Big house 10, I give them 20, tell them keep the change. I keep a duffel bag, boy, like Lil Wayne. Bouncy, it's bouncy, and you know that. I treat money like this, just blow that. We ain't sexing if you ain't getting paper. I take a rain check and see your ass later. They know, let's go. Hello, they know. We flow, get dope, push up. Hello, jealous boys, I blow kisses like taters. Big up to all my haters.
Hello, 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 they know, they know. Hello, hello, they know, they know. Hello, hello, they know.
Hello, hello, they know.
What I'm trying to do is
change the game up.
Have a tower like so they could
light my name up.
I'm trying to let the world see it.
It's gonna shame up.
The upper face by the entrance.
Ice the frame up.
You see the way I always climb up the ladder. And I'm hungry for that billion like my millions don't matter.
I'm trying to get it.
What you trying to do is hog up the granite. Your little block, my nigga. I'm trying to blind me a planet. From here to little rock, I'm bent. It blocks like a magnet. When I light me up a stick, you see my name on the laminate? Bust round as long as
oh, whatever it's worth.
Hit the road for a year, headline a tour for the earth.
Trying to do it for y'all, do it.
This shit on you hard with 50 acres and an avocado farm in the yard.
Now listen.
You know just what it is, remember the name, the way I'm trying to get it. Hope you're trying to
do it the same.
Hey,
hey, hey, hey, how you doing? It's
hello.
I'm the one in the middle.
No need to be.
I can rock it acapella. All I needed was a zero. Yeah. Now I'm getting screaming, yes, sir. Just like G. A-Town fitted. Who with me? Hello. He know. He know. They know. They know.
TM Hyman Radio Live. I had to like get in the vibe like I was up north. You feel me? Yo, we got a special guest on the line. Six Chambers Productions streaming live out of Queens. Drop that that man. I can't get it. I'm trying to actually log on to check y'all those out. Drop that website one more time, man.
Alright, here we go. It's ustream.tv.
TV. Got you. That's what I was missing.
Okay. Yeah, /broadcaster/52165666.
All right, we're trying. I'm actually watching these cats. I'm like screaming over here between songs. They're like, you got us doing too much. Folks, you're in tune to TM Hyman Radio Live. Tonight we are talking to Six Chambers out of Queens about ownership. Before you know, my man Marv was up. Marv, sorry to interrupt you, brother. You now have the floor.
It's all good. It's all good. So what I was going to say is if you have the vision and the idea to do, you know, anything in general, it doesn't even have to be video work. You got to start with your research. And, you know, this day and age, we have the internet, so there's no excuse, really. You know, back in the day, you had to go to the library and rent out a book and, you know, the Dewey Decimal System and all that type of stuff, you know. Nowadays, you know, the new Dewey Decimal System is Google.com, you know what I mean? All you got to do is Google it, whatever you got in mind. You know, do that research. Look up, you know, a mentor or, you know, anybody in the related field, you know, ask them if they know anybody and, you know, try to be, you know, an understudy to what they're doing, learn everything you can learn from them and, you know, move on. But I'd say the best place to start is the internet.
Marv, you just said understudy. You said learn. Two major terms, two major words. I think it's very difficult for young people to stay idle long enough to really learn and be an understudy. Please define in layman's terms for your peers what an understudy is and how important an understudy is in any arena, not just film, but in growing any business, because knowledge is power. Help them.
All right. Well, you know, to be an understudy, you have to completely humble yourself and do that research, find the right person, you know, who has the time and energy to put up with you. And, you know, just start going out on jobs, you know, to whatever, you know, they have in mind. If they have an event, you know, that night, you know, a lot of times we're on the move, so we don't know our schedule on a daily basis usually, because, you know, we might just get a text an hour from now saying, you know, go to the city, I got this party and interview I want you to do right now. And you can't say, you know, I don't have time for it right now. You have to go do it. You got to show your hunger. So, you know, that's what an understudy is like. You know, you don't expect much, but you put in that work, and in the long run, your fruits of labor will show.
You dudes mind telling your ages?
Oh, I'm this is Marvin Redhead. I am 26, and my boy Kai here, he is 25.
Kai,
what's happening, man?
What's been the most frustrating aspect of growing a business, and how did you kind of move on from what you felt like was rejection, or, you know, any instance in which you felt rejection? How did you kind of bounce back? Because it's not always easy, you know, and I don't want to ever paint a rosy picture of trying to grow a business, you know, because it takes sacrifice, right?
Oh, definitely. I mean, when you're growing a business, it becomes your life, literally. I mean, you kind of, you don't want to be cold or anything, but you got to cut people off, you know, like people who aren't helping you move to the next level. You may have to, they may be your good friends, and you may have to just put them aside. Like, you know, we're still cool, but, you know, I got to really focus on this business 100%. So, and family too, you know, there's a lot of times you want to, you know, maybe spend time with your family and you don't get a chance to, because it's just a constant grind, especially when you're coming up independent like we are. It's not, you know, somebody spoon feeding us or, you know, funding. Everything is funded out of our pockets. We grow whatever funds we need to make our next move. Nobody's, you know, giving us any silver spoons here. It's just straight from the ground up. So I would say, like, a lot of connections with family and friends just have to be put to the side sometimes. But, you know, it's not to paint a rosy picture, but we happen to have a good support system. Like, a lot of people do support us. So, you know, our family and friends understand, and they understand that if you want to make it to a millionaire by 20, or you want to make a millionaire by 30, you got to move at an unbelievable pace, because there's hundreds of thousands of dudes just like you out there, you guys, girls, trying to do the same thing you're doing and maybe better. But you always got to just think, you know, you're on the top. You got to be on top of your game, you know, equipment-wise, knowledge-wise, and just in general with the business sense, man, because it's really you gotta make sacrifices, man. You gotta make sacrifices.
Yeah, and keep the snakes out of the grass, man. The snakes, you gotta keep them out of the grass. Keep the grass cut, you know.
Definitely.
Hey, real talk tonight. Real talk, yo, fellas. I'm like so happy to have y'all online tonight, because y'all dropping it the way we need to hear it. For anybody who's trying to get it done, trying to get it done right. Hey, world, these dudes are dealing with some big names, making some big noise, and they walk softly. That's what I like. We're going to talk more about that. We got Six Chambers on the line. Fellas, yes. Stand by for us. Again, folks, join diva actress Ms. Vivica Fox and Tampa's mature and sophisticated crowd this Friday at the Embassy Suites on Fowler Avenue for Ultimate Fridays. Contact Sean at 813-389-9463. That's 813-389-9463. That's my man Sean. Ultimate Fridays, Vivica Fox. This is Roll Out, Bruno Jackson featuring Frank Nitti, TM Hyman Radio Live.
Yeah.
Frank Nitty.
Yeah, we done shot it.
About to roll out.
Clean past the moon on this one. I'm ready. Let's go.
Let's get it. Yeah.
I never really had a place to go. Been too many travels down this road. And I think you know that I need to roll out, roll out. And I know my shoes have lost them soles. And the road has taken their toll. But I roll out, roll out, roll out, roll out.
I grew up in the city where my clothes stayed filthy. Always feeling like something in the way, like Milky. Sitting on my bed, just dreaming about Moni. Dreaming about homies, trying to get on me. Had to think quick, man, I had to do something. Then I met Jackson, and then we started rapping. Big stuff started happening, my dreams were in action. Now I'm on the road, making moves like an athlete. Martin, go with Dolly Parton, how I spark it. Chilling, sipping by the beach with eyes lower than the market. I'm Rick James, you haters are the darkness. We just getting started, ain't planning on stopping. Living in the studio, the bottles stay topless. My family back home wishing they were a part of this. Kinda miss home, cause that's where I started it. My mission to be famous, well I guess I completed it.
I never really had a place to go. Been too many travels down this road. And I think you know that I need to roll out, roll out. And I know my shoes have lost them soles. And the road has taken their toll. But I roll out, roll out.
Make my mama proud and be a man my daughters can respect. Anything I want, I go get. Never quit, never fold. Stay focused on my goals, man. It's later for them. Backstage at a show, I'm all about my dough and that perfect Patron. It got a brother gone. I dream a little dream, express it through my songs. I'm light years ahead of folk. I had a model and she left me for some better clothes. I maneuver through manure, pursue the finer things, designer jeans, custom range and custom rings. I was taught never cut for thing, let freedom ring. I had a dream. I'm overseas in magazines. I'm burning trees with the Queen of England and the Duchess. I'm crushing. Homelessness in America, topic of discussion. So far from the jungle, so it's hard to be humble. Never blind to the hustle.
I never really had a place to go. Been too many travels down this road. And I think you know that I need to roll out, roll out. And I know my shoes have lost them soles. And the road has taken their toll. But I roll out, roll out, roll out, roll out.
But I picked up pace, but I still gotta spit to get that chick from taste. Right. Now this no race, nah, this a close case. My flow gotta stay cold, snowflake. Da-da-do, gotta go, gotta go. Gotta get in the business of getting swole.
What you know?
My goods, my shows, my hoods, my reputation, dog. What show? But I like that, yeah, I think she like that too. And it's like that, yeah, you know that Bryce, that dude. And I like the mood, but back to the business. I made it to the top and you all are just a witness. So witness the hit list. I'm headed to the islands, tropical citrus,
yeah.
With a mistress.
With a mistress.
Gotta go, gotta get this. But I got this, and I've had this. To think the whole thing started in the attic, man, that's madness. Good time still, but I'm ballin' like magic.
Magic.
I never really had a place to go. Been too many travels down this road. And I think you know that I need to roll out, roll out. And I know my shoes have lost them soles. And the road has taken their toll. But I roll out, roll out, roll out, roll out. I never really had a place to go. Been too many travels down this road. And I think you know that I need to roll out, roll out. And I know my shoes have lost them soles. And the road has taken their toll. But I roll out, roll out, roll out, roll out.
You're in tune to TM Hyman Radio Live, 917-889-3926, 917-889-3926. We have our finance segment coming up right now with Toya coming live from Delaware, brought to you by Foresight.com. Logo on the www.foresight.ciora.com. Toya, take it away.
Okay, well, for the past couple of weeks, we've talked about everything from creating a budget, a debt management plan, all the way to savings. And I figure since we've talked about saving money and investing in banking and banking accounts and things of that sort, I just give you a few tips on how to save money in your banking services. There are a few things that you can do to cut your banking costs that a lot of people just overlook and don't pay attention to because they figure it's just a couple of dollars here and there. But just keep in mind that those couple of dollars here and there eventually add up to more than just a couple of dollars. The one thing you want to make sure you take note of is when you're saving money, how are you saving it? Are you actually putting it in a savings account? If so, you may want to pay attention to any type of monthly fees that your financial institution may be applying to your account. A lot of banks and credit unions require a minimum monthly balance. And if you don't stay at that minimum monthly balance, then you're assessed a fee. So just keep in mind, the fee could be anywhere from $5 to $10 to $12.50 per month, but it depends on what type of account you have set up and if you're with a credit union versus a regular bank. So you do want to keep an eye on that. If you have a lot of money in savings, instead of just keeping it in a savings account where you're yielding very low interest on it, you might want to take a look at taking it out of the savings account and putting it in a CD or some type of interest-bearing account so that that money can make you more money. So just keep an eye on any type of fees that are assessed to your savings account and checking accounts as well.
Right.
Borrowing money, just make sure you keep an eye on the differences in the banking costs. They seem to be fairly obvious when you're borrowing money. You would think that a lower interest rate will save you money, but that's not necessarily the case all the time. You need to make sure you look into your loans a little further, make sure they're not charging any types of fees or points. And when it comes to mortgages, what your closing costs would be. Because once you start adding up all those factors, it may actually cause you to spend more money than if you had a higher rate. So just keep that in mind as well. Check printing. We've talked about making sure you open a checking account and savings account and make sure that you keep those accounts open and in good standing. A lot of people are starting to get away from writing checks, but a lot of people do still write out paper checks. And if you're one of those people, when you go to order checks, they're pretty expensive when you order them from your bank. Sometimes it can be as much as $25 for one box of checks. So instead of ordering through your actual financial institution, you can look at other ways for check printing. You can use a discounter like Current or Checks in the Mail. They charge about $5 for about 200 checks, where your bank will probably charge, again, like $25. So, again, there's a discounter like Current. That telephone number is 800-533-3973, and there's also Checks in the Mail, and that telephone number is 800-733-4443. So you can save money when purchasing printed checks. ATM fees is a biggie. A lot of people don't pay attention to it, but if you actually get your statement and look at your statement at the end of the month, when you're using ATMs that are charging you surcharges, that really adds up because nowadays most surcharges start at around $1.50 per withdrawal. So you want to keep that in mind. Try to use ATMs that don't charge a fee, and if at all possible, try to stick with your financial institution, their ATM, because even though you may be visiting an ATM, maybe at Wawa, that does not charge a surcharge, your financial institution may charge you money for using an ATM outside of that network. So keep that in mind as well. You may be withdrawing $20 from the bank, and by the time you pay a surcharge from one ATM of $2.50, and then your bank charges you another $2.50, you're actually paying $5 to withdraw $20 of your own money. So just keep that in mind as well. Another thing you need to make sure you keep an eye on is overdraft fees. Remember, when you created your budget, you're supposed to be keeping an eye on where your money is spent each month. The one thing you need to make sure you do is balance your checkbook. If you're still using checks and not online services, make sure you balance your checkbook on, I would say, a daily basis, but some people say weekly or even monthly. Depends on how often you're using it. Just make sure you do not bounce checks, because the non-sufficient funds range from anywhere from $15 to $35. It's usually less money if you're a credit union member, but some of the larger financial institutions can charge up to about $35 for each overdraft fee. So just keep that
in
mind.
Even if it was $10, that's like crazy. But, I mean, I used to get hit with overdraft fees like $35 a watt because I didn't watch. I just, I knew money would be there, but I had to become a better steward of my money. So we appreciate this this finance report tonight. Anything else, Toya? I never want to take away any time that you're trying to share the information you share because it's substantial.
Well, just shop around when you're trying to choose a financial institution. I know you do a lot of traveling, so for someone who may do a lot of traveling, try to find a bank that's going to be in the areas that you visit the most. I know that I use Wachovia as one of my banks because I'm constantly traveling from Delaware to Virginia,
and I use
North Carolina.
Right.
Right.
SunTrust is also all over the place.
Right.
And I have a few bank accounts, though, SunTrust primarily.
Yeah, just try to find a financial institution that's going to work for you outside of your local area. And if you can, find a bank that offers online banking and that does not charge you a fee for online banking. It saves you a lot of time. It saves you a lot of money. You don't have to deal with checks. You can usually pay straight from your account. You can, you know, transfer money between savings and checkings and things of that sort. So it can actually save you money and overdraft fees through online banking. So that's another thing you want to look at.
Right, and I didn't say, you know, a few bank accounts to, like, you know, like, for any reason other than to say, really, I wanted you, when you said credit union, I also have a credit union account. I have a regular, you know, checking and savings, and then I have a checking and savings with a credit union because I like different services that they both provide. So, you know, I was like, well, you know what, a little over here, a little over here. That's what I did.
Yeah, and credit unions usually have lower fees. They're usually a little more helpful when you're trying to obtain loans and things of that sort. So you may want to look into a credit union. The only setback with that is they're usually local, and it makes it harder for you, especially if you're out of state a lot or if you're traveling a lot. If they don't offer online banking, they usually only have one or two branches right in your local area. So that's only one setback. But if you manage your funds well enough, that can be a good asset for you to go through a credit union because you can save a lot of money through credit unions. And they also offer some different programs than a regular financial institution. So that's one thing you may want to look into.
Right. Well, we appreciate it, Toya, the information as always. Toya coming to us out of Newcastle, Delaware tonight. Folks, on the other side of this song, coming from K Cheeks, we're going to continue our conversation. Tonight we are talking to the young filmmaking duo, Six Chambers Productions out of Queens, New York. They're streaming live tonight. We're talking about ownership, building for the future. These dudes have a production company. They're making some big noise, working with some big names, and we'll continue to talk with them right after this. This is K-Cheek Circles, TM Hyman Radio Live.
I can't stop these tears from falling. Forget you, I keep reminding myself. Sometimes I think about calling, try to rekindle a fail. I save your voice in my phone, play like I'm checking my mail. I hope you happy wherever, if you got somebody else. Never treat you better than I was good, but you knew how I felt. I wouldn't know what to tell you, I wouldn't know what to say if I was given the blessing to run into you today. But I pray, I give my love back, pray we keep in contact. Pray you hear this song and you can run it like I want it. He don't want no conflict, cause I will kill a man for your heart. This I promise you, I will walk, I will drive, I will fly too. You give me the word and I can run and rest beside you. Damn, since I ain't had the confidence to say this, I hope you hear this song and you replay it. Somebody
you know what I think about, I tried to walk it out, but me a sec.
Mariah's never been in my shoes, I understand. Can't judge me till you've been in my mood. Would be a man, it still would be if you didn't move on. You left me, I took it like a man through my cool on. But deep, deep down, too wrong, I'm too gone. Stepping into the pressure, took it like a lesson. Look, to never fall in love. Girl, I'm confessing if I was blessed with the chance to ever see you again. I wouldn't know what to say, wouldn't know where to begin. I should go pop me a webcam to say all my words on, and make me a video and go post it on WorldStar. We be feeling the same, no something strange. When we apart, back in the days, we was tight as a leotard. Yeah, since I ain't had the confidence to say this, I hope you hear the song and you replay it. Somebody help me sing.
See it from coming down my eyes.
You're all I think about. I try to walk it out, but every road leads back to you. What I'm trying to say is, you got me going in circles. I got a drop top in a house on a hill, but I will give it all for you. What I'm trying to say is, you got me going.
Radio Live. Join the diva, Miss Vivica A. Fox, and Tampa's mature and sophisticated crowd this Friday night at the Embassy Suites, Fowler Avenue, Ultimate First Fridays. Contact my man Sean at 813-889-9463. Sean, if you're listening, they're telling me to tell you to dial in 917-889-3926 and hit 1. 917-889-3926 and dial 1. Tonight we have our special guest, Six Chambers, on the line. My dudes.
What's happening, man?
We got questions, but before we open up the line, Toya, who just brought our report, our finance report out of Newcastle, Delaware, has joined our conversation tonight, and she has a question or two for you.
Sure, no problem.
Well, first of all, I want to say congratulations. I mean, for the age that you guys are, you have accomplished a lot more than what a lot of people in the business have accomplished and are looking to accomplish. So congratulations on that. You've given us a wealth of knowledge on how you broke into the business and, you know, your networking and how you have to develop a strategy and plan and just keep focused on that. But, of course, everyone's interested in the glitz and glamour of it all. So what type of people have you worked with in the business? Give us some names of people that you work with, because you're so low-key, even though you've managed to accomplish what you have. Like Terrence said earlier, you're kind of low-key. So can you tell us about some of the projects that you actually work on and some of the bigger names that you've actually worked with?
All right, well, we work with some people such as Dougie Fresh, Andre Harrell, Dougie Fresh's sons who actually rap. They go by the name of Square Gang. Who else have we worked with? We've ran across a lot of people.
In general, we also work with Kid Billionaire Records. Shout out to Taj Luxury Life and Kid Billionaire Records. Did a lot of promo work with Raekwon, the chef, you know, the legend,
CNN,
that's Norian Capone.
Papoose.
Papoose, of course, DJ K Slay. Who else?
Who was the MTV dude that Joe did some work with, man? It was a couple of MTV personalities, right?
Oh, okay. We also did a reality show stint with some actual former VH1 reality stars.
TaylorMade and It.
Yeah, TaylorMade and It.
YouTube that.
Oh,
Chambers.
My, those two.
Okay, I remember both of them, TaylorMade and It. I remember seeing them.
Yeah, man, they, we did some big things, but then we ended up again with the networking, man, just networking and, you know, meeting certain people. We actually met them at
Chrisette Michelle listening party.
Right, Chrisette Michelle listening party, and ended up linking with them on a reality tip and doing like a good 3 or 4 episodes. We got a lot of good responses on the net. It was some funny, you know, there was some funny cats in general, so you get a lot of laughs out of those episodes for sure. But
Talk about the shorts.
Shorts, man. I mean, since college, we've been making short films. Like, as far as, like, my first production was called Single Ride. You could check that out on YouTube. My boy here, Marv, had Going Up and Mr. Understood. Those are actually, Mr. Understood went to the Tribeca Short Film Festival and actually got some pretty high ranking there. It was an online internet Tribeca contest that we actually got a lot of recognition for. But in general, right now, the real bomb we dropped on the streets right now is Waxploitation, man. That's our latest short film. And we actually have it for, you know, it's available on DVD at our website, waxploitation.blogspot.com. And that's our major short project right now, man.
That's our napalm bomb right there, you know.
Definitely.
We're going to check that out. We're going to get folks on it. We're going to check it out ourselves and have you all back on. We want you to hang out with us as long as you can tonight. We appreciate this real talk, definitely yeah. Real talk. It's a few more people that want to wage into the conversation, but you know what? We're just going to keep the music flowing. Fellas, can you continue to hang out with us just for a little bit more?
No problem.
Yeah, sure. No problem, man.
My pleasure.
All right. All right, definitely. Folks, it is 11 o'clock here in Tampa, Florida. It's 11 o'clock in Queens, New York. It's 11 o'clock in Atlanta. And we're talking live with Six Chambers out of Queens tonight. They're dropping knowledge on us about how they've built the business, about filmmaking and the shorts and everything that they're doing. We're going to keep the conversation going. It's not a game, folks. It takes hard work. But at the end of the day, it does pay off.
DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Live Talk Radio Show. Talk radio show.
Through the better, through the worst, I'ma choose you first. I won't let you slip away, no. Girlie, you can have it all, my heart, my time. I won't let you slip away, no. Through the better, through the worst, I'ma choose you first. I won't let you slip away, no. Girlie, you can have it all, my heart, my time. I won't let you slip away, no. You all I need in this life, all I need. Your love was coke, I take 4 lines. So addicted to your love, I got to have it. I need you as my habit.
Yes, indeed.
All my hobby, apart from making money and rapping, I need you close. You help my growth.
Yes, you do.
How you do what you do when you got it so well. From your swag to how you like popping tags.
Woo.
You're not just an add-on. You could match what I bring to the table. You willing to enable.
That's what you do, baby.
You my queen, my star. God bless you.
God bless you.
I wanna give you everything you never had.
What you mean?
Have you ever had a man that was good to you?
Have you ever?
And didn't think sex was showing his love to you?
What?
Well, now you rocking with the best. Two thumbs to your ex. I will never let you go. No.
Through the better, through the worst, I'ma choose you first.
I won't let you slip away.
No.
Girlie, you can have it all, my heart, my time.
I won't let you slip away,
no. Through the better, through the worst, I'ma choose you first.
I won't let you slip away,
no. Girlie, you can have it all, my heart, my time.
I won't let you slip away, no.
I know when relations and time to struggle.
I know
a little pain and hurt, but still I love you.
I love you.
We may argue and fuss long as we make up.
I got you, baby.
If I make you mad, yeah, I'ma cheer you up.
You know
cookie
that.
Dough ice cream.
Uh-huh.
watching a big screen. As we cuddle, sharing words like I love you.
I love
that boo boo voodoo, I need you, baby. Without you in my world, life would be so crazy.
Crazy world.
I keep you locked in my cabinet.
You know what?
The only thing that's different is my china is black. I used to say, yeah, that was whack. Until I met you, now I'm never going back. No.
Through the better, through the worst, I'ma choose you first.
I won't let you slip away.
No. Girlie, you can have it all, my heart, my time.
I won't let you slip away.
No. Through the better, through the worst, I'ma choose you first.
I won't let you slip away.
No. Girlie, you can have it all, my heart, my time.
I won't let you slip away.
No.
You know I love you, right?
I won't let you slip away.
Nothing I want more than you. Listen.
Trust me, baby.
Love me, crazy.
Put down your guards. Let me cause you, lady.
Oh, forget it. Let's go half on the baby.
Wait, before that, let me ice your ring finger.
Oh,
on our wedding day, T. Riley, our wedding singer.
Yes, indeed.
Love land, let me take you, can't do all my plans. Here's my last name, welcome to the Williams fam. Only God can take you, the rest I'm like hell no.
Through the better, through the worst, I'ma choose you first.
I won't let you slip away,
no. Girlie, you can have it all, my heart, my time.
I won't let you slip away,
no. Through the better, through the worst, I'ma choose you first.
I won't let you slip away,
no. Girlie, you can have it all, my heart, my time.
I won't let you slip away,
no.
We have our entertainment news coming to us live from Charlotte, North Carolina today. CeeLo, drop that news on us.
Good evening, good evening, good evening, everyone. For your entertainment news for August 2nd, I want to catch everybody up on the wedding news to clarify. Tiny and T.I. did get married two times, actually. They got married first at the Justice of the Peace on a Friday, and then they got married again in front of, you know, family and friends on a star-studded island. And then next in our wedding news, well, pregnant Alicia Keys gets married to producer Swiss Beatz.
That's
and they
good.
Also got married in a small, intimate setting with just family and friends. In American Idol world, Fox can't keep Ellen DeGeneres on the Idol show. They were looking to have judges, you know, placed by mid-September, and they also need to, you know, replace Sammy Cowell. Last week, DeGeneres said that she decided to exit despite reportedly signing a 5-year contract with Idol because she felt uncomfortable playing critics to the show's contest. In our world travel, BlackBerry users looking to travel to Dubai, look forward to just using your phone portion of it. No, you can't accept any emails, no texting, any of that. For that matter, just for security concerns, because BlackBerry data, they're automatically shipped to the company's computers abroad, and it's difficult for local authorities to monitor for illegal activity. And last but not least, and saving the best for last, the ethics panel says Representative Waters broke House rules, and she's three charges are being filed against her. They're saying that pretty much she's the second Democrat in the House of Representatives in 2 weeks to be accused of ethics violations. And it's
wow.
An embarrassing blow. Yeah, it's an embarrassing blow for the party. They keep fighting to, you know, keep his majority in the November 2nd election. And she just pretty much says, she didn't do it. She says, quote, "I'll simply not be forced to admit to something I did not do," end quote. So she says she's prepared
lies,
to.
Lies, lies, lies.
She says she's looking forward to, you know, take it to force a public trial. So we're gonna see how that works out for her. I'm in her corner though. She's a pretty strong woman there. And
well,
we appreciate
strong Democrats, but we want, you know, strong, honest Democrats though, right?
You're absolutely right. But the thing about it, look at what she's being, the charges that are being filed is one of the rules is a rule that House members may not exert improper influence that results in a personal benefit. The second one is the Government Employees Ethics Code, which prohibits granting and accepting special favors for the employee or family members that could be viewed as influencing official action.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, we appreciate we appreciate the entertainment news segment tonight. Coming live, CeeLo, I know you're going to stand by as we continue the conversation tonight. Entertainment news is brought to you by tmhyman.com. Folks, we have Six Chambers, our special guest, hanging out. Tonight's topic, ownership, building for the future. My dude's been building since 2003. What can we expect coming up? What do you see yourselves like a year from now?
Honestly, what we hope and what we project and what we believe actually is that we're going to be in production on our first feature film, you know, within a year, year and a half's time. That's our goal right now. We want to keep flooding the game, keep promoting and, you know, pushing our short films out there and all of our material, but we really want to reach that peak. And, you know, we got some heat. We got some feature scripts right now that it's going to be a real problem out here once we get the right team together. So we definitely trying to see ourselves directing our first feature film within a year and a half, man.
That's what's good. Congratulations just on the vision to make something happen like that. I know the work that it takes to put in. But I said based on the efforts that you already have on the table, That sounds very, very doable and foreseeable. Marv, are you right in sync with Kai as far as that plan right there?
Of course, man. We're right on track for it. We got the vision. We got the actors in mind that we would use for this. We got the timeline set up. It's going to be real big. We're real excited.
Can I get a shot as an extra? Can I get a call? Just, you know,
of course, please, man. You got your front row Oscar seat, man. You with us on the come up, so that's the best time to be, man. We always appreciate the love like that you're giving us right now. Like, people don't realize that, you know, the internet is the future right now, and you just allowing us and blessing us with the look on the show tonight is real big for us, man. This is lovely.
Hey, man,
you know,
I'm glad to do it. I'm behind you like 253%. I'm gonna kill two birds with one stone. I'm gonna open up the lines. People have some questions for you all out there. But folks, I have a pair of tickets tonight. Actually, I have two pair of tickets to the jump off coming this Friday. Join us. We are going to broadcast live from the jump off. It's Ultimate First Fridays. Join Diva, actress Ms. Vivica A. Fox, Tampa's mature and sophisticated crowd this Friday night at the Embassy Suites on Florida Avenue, Ultimate First Fridays. Contact Sean, 813-389-9463. 813-389-9463. Hey, the next person in Tampa that wants a pair of these tickets, you jump on the lines right now, 917-889-3926, 917-889-3926. If you can tell me the last seven presidents, it was Barack Obama, and then there was 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 going backwards. If you could tell me, Kai, obviously, unless you're going to fly here and, you know, and hang out with me live, I'll be glad to have you, brother. You want to be live.
Don't tempt us. We're
going to talk. Hey, you come down and you don't even have to worry about the tickets. I want to give these away right now. I'm going to open up the line. I will give them to you, area code 757. The last four digits, 1837. They're telling me you're on the line. That doesn't sound like you're close to Tampa, but tell us your name, where you're calling from, and what's on your mind. Area code 757, 1837.
Hey, what's up, man? It's Ames, man. It's Ames, man.
What's cracking, homie?
What's up, brother?
Brother to the show?
Yeah, man. Just, you know, tuning in. Congratulations, man. Six Chambers, too, man. Y'all doing good,
oh,
man.
Oh, appreciate that, man. Appreciate that.
Let us see it. Now, brother, about this question about the seven presidents. This
going
really
backwards.
What you mean, going back? Because I can't just name them in random?
Oh, yeah, go for it. Yeah,
right,
the last seven, right. There was Barack Obama, and then the last seven.
Okay, Carter. Okay, it was Carter. Let's go with Ronald Reagan. Okay, there was Bill Clinton, George Bush. Baby Bush, as we like to call them. How many is that?
I believe that's six.
Five. That's six?
Was that five? What was that, five or six, Kai?
I think five. I counted five.
Okay, five.
Five.
So there's two more. I got two more,
okay,
right here. I know the two,
okay,
that you didn't say.
Okay, Nixon.
Uh-huh, one more.
And, ooh, this is the tough one. Ooh.
I thought you said it already, so you didn't say it. Okay.
Seven.
Hey, you're like one name from hanging out with Vivica Fox on Friday night at the Embassy Suites, Florida,
okay,
Ave. That's by USF, just in case you don't know.
Ooh,
you
what?
Hey,
man,
we're gonna count it down for you, Kai. Hit it in 5, 4, 3. Hit it on from right now. Count it down, Kai.
Let's go. 5, 4, 3, 2, 2.5.
Okay, let's go with.
You're done, brother. Well, and you gave, nope, Kennedy. Unfortunately, not that he was like.
It was Truman. Was it Truman?
Not Truman. But you're giving it away now. You're giving it away. Did you have question for the brothers tonight, man, out of Queens, New York?
Nah, man. That's
thanks.
I just want to commend y'all on y'all work, man. You know what I'm saying? I'm a writer myself, man. So it's good to see my brother's dreams come true, man. That's it, man. Y'all
that's
have a nice night, man.
Check out our film, Waxploitation, man. Waxploitation. That's that new short film on the streets right now, man.
I'm trying to give away some tickets to hang out with Vivica Fox this Friday night, Ultimate First Friday. Yo, you can contact my partner, Sean. He's one of the promoters that's making it happen. 813-389-9463. We're giving mad props to Sean and the team tonight because he was supposed to have been on the show. Some technical difficulties maybe, but we want to let him know we're representing. If you can give me the last seven presidents besides Barack Obama, and guess what? Ames just gave you like six of them. You can be hanging out with us live this Friday night, Vivica Fox, Embassy Suites. Area code 813, last four digits, 8272. What you got for the filmmakers tonight? Tell us your name, where you calling from.
My name is Rhonda Smith, calling from Tampa, Florida.
Rhonda,
I just
Smith,
commend the filmmakers, congratulate them as well. Great job, especially being, you know, African-American men and young African-American men. So I just want to commend you
absolutely
both. Keep it
thank
up.
You.
Great job. And I also want to win these tickets as well. And you're right, Ames gave all the answers away.
Rhonda, tell us the past seven presidents before Barack Obama.
That would be G.W. Bush, George Washington, Clinton, G. Bush as well. That's G.H., Reagan, Carter, Ford, and Nixon. Thank you, Ames.
Hey, there you go right there. There you go right there. It was President George Walker Bush, William Jefferson Carter, George Herbert Walker Bush, Ronald Wilson Reagan, James Earl Carter Jr., Gerald Rudolph Ford and Richard Milmus Nixon.
Nixon. Thank you, Aim.
You are guests hanging out this Friday night, Ultimate First Fridays. Stand by. We'll get your full name. You can contact my man, Sean, 813. He's one of the promoters making it happen, 389-9463. For more information about how you can get your tickets, maybe some VIP up in there, 917-889-3926 is the line to call us. Rhonda, congratulations. You're going to be hanging out with Vivica A. Thanks for checking in. Stand by, all right?
Thank you.
Area code 917, last four digits, 5323, 5323. New York, tell us where you're calling from.
Yo, it's Six Chamber again. We got lost on the other line, so we back again. It's Marvin.
Sorry about that, man. All right,
good.
Stand by. The line is open till you stand by. Area code 757 has checked in. Area code 813 has checked in. Area code 201, last four digits, 9812. Tell us your name, where you're calling from. The line is open to you.
59, see you, Bridge.
All right, we just lost area code 201. I do know we have Toya live, as well as CeeLo live, and I think CeeLo had a question. CeeLo's coming out of Charlotte tonight. Six
yes.
Chambers.
Good afternoon.
Is our
in the
special
morning
guest.
Time.
Good afternoon in the morning time.
Okay. I want to start out with, of course, commending, you know, you gentlemen, commending everyone that's here, actually, for just having sheer will and determination to not just sit by and be idle at all. What do you suggest? What is the advice that you give to someone who just has an idea of wanting to become an entrepreneur? Would you suggest, like, maybe going to classes, or do you suggest more so the hands-on approach of going to speak with other people that are in the industry in which you wish to make a career or become a owner?
Well, me, myself, personally, this is Marvin here. I would say the hands-on would be the best because, you know, you can live it, you know, for that temporary amount of time and really see what it feels like and see what it takes on a day-to-day basis. So that's what I would recommend, you know. And also research. Research is always important, but hands-on, I think, would be the best experience for you.
Yeah, there's no magic formula for it. It's, you know, you could get through being, you know, educated through books and schooling, you know, is always a positive. You know, some people actually need that type of focus and they can't, you know, just go out there and on their own. But either way can lead to the path of success because, you know, so many people have done it with or without schooling. So it's, you know, it's all in the passion within you to learn. It's everything, all the tools to learn are out here for you at this point. So it's just if you have the passion, either way, hands-on or through school, you can make it happen.
Okay. I had one last question. What about capital? Where do you suggest people to go for capital?
Well, yeah, really how we came about was the capital came from us. You know, we used our cameras. We didn't necessarily maybe want to be videographers per se, you know, doing like, you know, weddings and, you know, graduations, proms, things like that. But we ended up just using our camera, you know, as our tool to at least build up the capital to do the things that we really wanted to do, which is, you know, mainly short films, music videos, and, you know, feature films eventually. So when it comes to capital, there's, you know, there's resources. There's people who want to sponsor you out there. Like we said, people who might believe in you and are willing to put a couple dollars to your dream, you know, to build it up to even more. And, you know, there's a lot of there's grants that you could write out here or you can sign up for that we actually need to take more advantage of ourselves. We just beginning to learn about grants and things like that that really, you know, could take you to the next level. So it's the tools are out here. It's all the hunger. It's really the hunger.
All right. Well, thank you very much.
No problem.
Folks, the questions are still coming in. Six Chambers, I'm going to ask you to hang out with me for just a few more minutes, man, and get a few more questions. And I got to drop this one right now. Hello, good morning. On the other side, we got a few more questions for our guests hanging out with us. Kai Holmes, Marvin Redhead, live from Queens, New York. This is P. Diddy, Dirty Money. TM Hyman Radio live.
Hello, good morning. Hello, good morning. Know you've been waiting for it. Cause I seen you watching. So let's go. Let's get it popping.
You know, we
on that.
I know,
'cause I'm blowing on that moon.
Hello, good morning, how you doing? What the move here? Welcome to the future, I'm the captain of the cool kids. The revolution's never been televised. Great booty, better thighs, I ain't wanna tell her bye. First I tell her hi, then I give her one and let her fly. Never tell a lie, tonight you couldn't find a better guy. King shoot, fly to anyone you can sing with. Gangsta to sing with, cool as a penguin. Got a team of a money, feel free to bring with. She fly away and fly away at my convenience. You sing tip, checking in a five-star suite. Come on. With some five-star freaks, I'm high all week. Catch me in the week, I was up the night with y'all sleep. And a fast car, super bad bros, backseat. That's me, feeling nothing nice, a couple nights. Cause the moon take a bye in the sun, greeting us like
hello, good morning.
Let's go, let's go.
Hello, good morning. Hello, good evening. You go, you been in. Cause you know that you really need it.
Wake up and turn the lights
on.
Now we have entertainment news that has passed us, so we're going to get into our health and wellness segment. We have Miss Willingham coming to us live from Virginia tonight. Miss Willingham, you can take it away.
All right. Well, tonight's health and wellness segment, we're going to talk about sleep and how it affects our well-being.
Okay. I just want to give a couple tips
about sleep and how it affects their well-being.
That's if I can, I'm getting a little sleepy. I'll keep it short.
Now, sleep keeps your heart healthy. A lack of sleep can have a negative effect on your blood pressure and cholesterol. Getting good sleep also prevents cancer. Excuse me. Now, they say by making sure that the bedroom is dark, helps your body to produce a hormone called melatonin, which is used in the reduction of tumor growth. So they've related tumor growth in your body to a hormone that's produced while you're sleeping. So sleep also reduces stress. When the body is sleep deficient, it goes into a state of stress and increases your blood pressure. Sleep also reduces inflammation. And one thing people, I'm sure I didn't know, that I think most people probably don't know, is that with inflammation, it causes the deterioration of your body and causes your body to age faster. So Sometimes you don't even know, like, sometimes you get your legs swell or certain appendages, like your arms, legs, feet, things like that. Ankles may swell because you lack sleep or your body isn't getting enough rest. You can that causes deterioration of the body and can reduce your age, can reduce your life, excuse me. Sleep also makes you more alert. It bolsters your memory. While you're sleeping, your memory, what it does is consolidate all your day's events that takes place. So it helps with memory. It also helps weight loss. It impacts certain hormones. Sleep impacts certain hormones that have to deal with weight loss. So if you're wondering sometimes like why you can't get past a certain hump in your diet plan or your weight loss plan, you might want to check to make sure that you're getting the appropriate amount of sleep.
And Ms. Willingham, you sound like you absolutely are not getting the appropriate amount of sleep. You sound like you need a little bit of the rest quiet that I was talking about earlier to help you to have a sound sleep naturally.
Well, I do want to say I do use the rest quiet, and I must say it does work. It makes you sleep so soundly, and I can sleep for 4 hours and wake up feeling like I slept for eight. And you're absolutely
right. Sounds
like
you may need to use that tonight.
I think I will. I am definitely not getting the appropriate amount of sleep. That's why I definitely wanted to get it out to our people how important it is to get that, you know, significant that amount of rest in your daily activities. At least 6 to 8 hours, if you can get 8 hours. 6 hours is definitely the minimum that you want to get in order to, you know, function at the level at your best, a level of your best. I also want to say that sleep also reduces the risk of depression. There's also a hormone in your body called serotonin that impacts or has an impact on depression. And sleep also helps your body make repair cells. By getting enough sleep, you're able to produce certain proteins in your body that repair damages from stress, environmental exposures, certain things that only sleep can help repair. So I definitely want to say my tips tonight is get some rest because that's what I'm about to do.
And we absolutely appreciate it. It's real that the body repairs itself. My leg was hurting like on Saturday, and it was hurting Saturday. It hurted a little less on Sunday. By Monday, it was good. But it was good because I actually, you know, did have good sleeps, good night sleeps. I didn't really go out. Obviously, if my leg was hurting, it kind of kept me off of it. But point in case, get a good night's sleep so that your body can repair. Thank you, Ms. Willingham, coming live out of Virginia. It is 11:31 in the city. Let's go.
DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Talk radio show.
Face. You can put it on the
car. Fast things and robberies, baby, it's nothing major. I supply the party and you do me the favor. Sipping good in the pool, chilling. My private parts is gifted. No love for these women, getting everything free and never put nothing with it. Benz is kitty, my wrist is fitted. Tell your friends with the hips, I'm with it. Lil' mama can get it without no credit. The security to let her in, I'm out getting wet for G. Young game heavy with a walk like a diva. Turn her life around like her name Tina. I never, ever, 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 ever met a feat that ain't want a private party, but at least one of the G's.
Log on to www.hac.com. The show is brought to you by Hack Media, and we're proud of it. Jump on 917-889-3926, 917-889-3926 to get your last questions in. We appreciate the brothers for hanging out with us, our special guests for the last couple of hours, it seems, at least an hour and a half, have been Six Chambers Productions. The dudes, the CEOs coming out of Queens, New York tonight, streaming live, Ustream. Ladies, anyone has a question before we let the brothers so gracefully yield out of here tonight?
Yes, I have a question. This is Dee Dee. My question is...
Good evening, Dee Dee. Thanks for coming back. Thank you for a good report. So that folks can really hear that you're really not sleepy, that was a really all a part of the report tonight.
Yes, it was. I'm really not... It was all a part of the report. My question to Six Chambers is, earlier they spoke about you have to make a decision, make a determination to put some people to the side in order to move forward with what you need to accomplish. But I wanted to know is that those people that, you know, maybe those friends or family members in which, you know, you had to put to the side in order to keep moving forward with your dreams, did they become supporters or haters?
For the most part, yeah, everybody pretty much in our case, it seems, it became a supporter. You know, it's just once they see how serious we are about something, how determined we are about this dream, you know, they always just came through and, you know, pitched in to see what they could do to help it really, you know, come into fruition. So I say in our case, like, everybody pretty much turned into a supporter. But Marv looks like you might chime in with something a little different right here.
And as for the haters, they just simply don't exist. You know, they're not even in the equation. We don't, you know, we don't recognize their existence. So, you know, as far as we're concerned, we don't have any haters. All we have is love and support and positivity, you know, in our circle. That's what's most important.
That's cool. Good way to put. Good way to look at that. Cool.
Thank you. Thank you.
We got a black president. I wanted to let someone else weigh in. We have a black president, which for me, as a African-American man, serves as great motivation to know that in our lifetime, the sky is truly the limit. When President Obama was elected into office, what was that moment in time like for you? I think each and every citizen, not just in America, but in the world, has a moment and can describe what that feeling was like. But for each of you as individuals, do me a favor, turn your radio down. For you two individuals and for the world that's listening, we got folks listening in the UK right now. They're listening in Baghdad right now. I didn't even know the Ukraine like had the internet, but they're listening from the Ukraine right now. What did that moment mean to you when President Obama was elected president of the United States and the free world?
Well, for us, we were personally there during his inauguration day on that cold January afternoon.
Absolutely.
Man, I mean, first off, there's a lot of unity. We were filming the event, the inauguration there too, but first off, there's a lot of unity that was just lovely. And what it meant for us, what it meant for me, was this, basically no excuses. Like, we have no more excuses. We can't say anyone's holding us down now because, you know, we got the highest position in America right now as a job. Like, our race, our people can obtain that position now. So as far as me, it was just no excuses. That's what it meant for me.
Yeah, this is Kai just chiming in real quick. It was a moving experience in general. I was happy to see, like Marv said, there was nothing but unity and love that day. You know, except for Bush, he got a little booing when he came out. But as far as after, you know, everything got announced and, you know, people really, it sunk in with you, like, wow, we have a black president at this point. It really, I think, I felt like one just universal love out there. And just to capture some of that on film, we were actually with the shout out to Wildcat Charter School in the Bronx. We were out there with them filming a class trip that they took class of 11th and 12th graders out there to experience it. Took a bus trip out there, and it was just to see all the kids see that too. Like, this is our new generation stepping into 2009 or 2008 and beyond. It's beautiful, man. It's beautiful.
Beautiful thing. The word of or the phrase of the night, I think, to close this conversation out, is absolutely no excuses. No excuses. We don't have excuses, folks. You only can get out what you put in. If you can believe, if you can dream, if you can imagine yourself in the situation and then sprinkle a little bit of faith, hope, and love over it, it's bound to be successful. It's bound to manifest. Ladies, the mics are open to you tonight. Thank you for your reports coming from the different parts of the country tonight. We got the East Coast on lock, all the way from Queens, New York, all the way down to Tampa, Florida, and every state in between. You're in tune to TM Hyman Radio Live. Tonight we've been talking about ownership, building for the future with two, I think, very smart, very intelligent, very creative filmmakers who are making some noise for themselves. Ladies, any last questions, statements to Six Chambers?
I wanted to, this is CeeLo in Charlotte. Hi.
Yeah.
I just wanted
CeeLo, you need a rest quiet chip too, huh?
You know, look, you know, I'm up like what, till 5 o'clock in the morning.
I'm sorry, what's your question? I'm sorry.
Hey. Well, I want to say, you guys, if you get a chance, check out the book that I was telling you guys about the other night, Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill.
And I did check it out. Get a chance to get some information on that book, so yeah, I did.
It covers everything from leadership. It gives you mantras It gives you stories that are small parables, actually, you know, telling you not to stop 3 feet from gold and, you know, how persistence, you know, can get you anywhere regardless, because all people can say is no. And really, when you hear no, what does that really do to you? It just hurts your feelings. But, I mean, past that, what? You just got to, it's going to be so many no's, but that one yes is really all you need, that one yes. And you have to start
absolutely
with a yes to yourself to say that you can do it. Yeah.
I like your tone and manner tonight, CeeLo. Thanks for your comment. Definitely. And you know what? I get where she's coming from in reference to just rejection. But it sounds like you dudes know what that's like. You know how to, you know, step over it, because you said you turn it into a positive regardless. Toya or Ms. Willingham, did you have any parting words tonight for Six Chambers, our special guest?
This is Toya. I actually just want to know, what one line of advice do you give to those people who they've done the research, they've, you know, done all the background research on what it is they want to do, and now they're scared to actually take that step into getting the ball rolling, regardless as to whether it's in some type of production or any type of business they want to get into? What do you say to those people who are actually scared to actually take that first step?
You stole my question.
Don't be scared. That's rule number one. And then rule number two is look back at rule number one. Don't be scared. That's your number one downfall. Don't ever doubt yourself. You know, think big. Aim for the stars. You know, you'll land on the moon. Just don't be scared. My boy Kai, you'll have a lot more words for that right there.
Yeah, simple and plain. I mean, you know, like the whole set here, man, my man Terrence, no excuses, man. I mean, there's no excuses. Spike Lee put up, charged, maxed out every single one of his credit cards. You know, basically was going to be in debt for the rest of his life if his first film, She's Gotta Have It, didn't pop off. I mean, I know Francis Ford Coppola, the director, put up the mortgage or the title to his house and cars and everything he owned, and he had a wife and kids. And, you know, just for Apocalypse Now, the movie to be made. I mean, there's no excuses out here. If you believe in a dream, you got to put it all in. You got to know, you know, that it could not work, maybe, but you never see that. That's not even an option. There's no plan B. It's just straight plan A, and you just take it to the top. I mean, you got to risk. You got to put in big risk, you know, to live a big dream, like, you know, that we do have. So it's no excuses at all.
Thanks for your question, and since you stole Ms. Willingham's question, I'm going to go to area code 757, last four digits 9974. Looks like you have a question for Six Chambers tonight. 757, last four digits 9974. Tell us your name, where you're calling from.
Yeah, this is Dre calling from Queens.
Dre, what's cracking?
Hey, man, what's going on, man? I just got a question for Six Chambers really quick, man.
What's happening, man?
Hey, what's going on, man? I'm just wondering, you know, once you all get a substantial amount of money really back in your company, you get to do one large feature film. Now, what genre do you think you'll go toward? Would you do horror, romantic comedy, like you got this one chance to really build and really pop on a mainstream, very mainstream level? How would you work that?
That's a great question. We would definitely, what we have in the pocket, I say, is a comedy right now, like comedy, especially a romantic comedy, actually, because, you know, that kind of gives you the balance of a date movie where it kind of satisfies what the guys are trying to see and gives the female something they're trying to see and, you know, something that you could also do as a couple, as a group. So I think romantic comedy, if we were to, you know, get that couple $1 million check right now to put, you know, that type of money into an idea, we go with romantic comedy right now, man.
That's a great question. We know what we'll look forward to from our filmmakers here. I'm going to go back to area code 813. Looks like 8272 has a question. I think this is our winner tonight. Did you actually have a question for Six Chambers tonight, Rhonda? The winner of our Vivica Fox tickets headed to the Ultimate First Friday this coming Friday at Embassy Suites in Tampa, Florida. Tampa, are you with us? All right. Well, I'm going to jump over to VA. Ms. Willingham, did you actually have a question before we sign out tonight? We got like 11 minutes left in the show. You are in tune to TM Hyman Radio Live with our special guest, Six Chambers, out of Queens, New York. Ms. Willingham, did you have a question?
No, I didn't have a question this time. I actually did, I actually just wanted to commend the gentlemen on their hard work and hard effort. I just want to say that sometimes, you know, it is hard to be scared, but like they said, don't be scared. You got to press on. I was telling a friend of mine tonight, it's okay to be scared. Everybody is scared. But if you let that being scared, that fear stop you, you'll never accomplish your dreams and what you want to do. So I just thank them for not for being scared, but still pressing on. You know what I'm saying? So I'm sure they felt some little fear along the way, but thank you for keep on going and, you know, setting the pathway and showing other young men and women that it can be done. You can do it. Just believe in yourself.
Definitely.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Six Chambers, any parting words for the world? Again, you are in tune to TM Hyman Radio Live. Tonight we've been talking to young filmmakers, Kai Holmes and Marvin Redhead. And these cats are obviously intelligent. They got a plan. The plan is in motion, folks. Jump on the train. How can we contact you all if folks are looking for service? Who can we contact? Drop some digits on us, some information.
All right, plug. You know it, man. First of all, I'd like to say appreciate you having us on tonight. This is a good look, man. Appreciate everything. And we're going to blast you all over TM Hyman Radio. If you could contact us service-wise, it's best to email us at SIXIN06@yahoo.com. So basically spells out 6N06@yahoo.com. And that's our email. You can check our YouTube out. Just type in Six Chamber. All of our videos will come up. Or Waxploitation. That's WACKSPLOITATION. Waxploitation. And that's also our short film right there that we're pushing on waxploitation.blogspot.com. So we got a lot of .coms out there, man. Google Six Chamber in general or Google Waxploitation in general.
Facebook.
And Facebook.
Twitter.
We everywhere, man. We're viral right now. So
even MySpace, if y'all still use that. Even
yeah. MySpace might
drop
be better.
Drop your Twitter. Drop your Twitter. I got Twitter followers listening.
Twitter, all right, yeah. We had at Six Chamber, man. Six Chamber. Or at Waxploitation. So either one of
that's
those
good.
Is right there, man.
Dudes, you are officially connected to this show. You can come on and talk about anything, anytime. Let us know. We appreciate the love. Much success. Big up New York in the house. We're going to flip it right now. Folks, you've been in tune to TM Hyman Radio Live. Six Chambers, Queens, New York. This is Robin Stein. Don't I Know. Lay back. Grab a glass of wine. Chill out. 6:55 in the a.m. in Paris. It is 6:55 in the a.m. in Baghdad. Tokyo, 12:55 noon tomorrow. But it's 11:55 here in Tampa, Florida. Ladies, it's 11:55 in Newcastle, Delaware, with Toya is. 11:55 in Chesapeake, Virginia, with Didi is. Ladies, great show tonight. Thanks for joining me.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you for having me.
Any shout-outs before we get out of here?
Yes. I want to shout-out Massages for Life. That's Massages for Life. If you need a massage, if you need to release the stress, come and see me at Massages for Life, 5950 Poplar Hall Drive, Norfolk, Virginia. Or you can go online at www.massagesforlife.com.
Absolutely. We appreciate Hack Media, foresight.tiora.com. If you are calling from out of the country, the line is open to you right now. If you are on the line, want to comment, the line is open to the world right now. Tell us your name, where you're calling from. The line is open to you going once. Anybody on the line in the world, if you have a if you're not scared, because it seems like a lot of folks are just scared to speak. Well, thanks for listening. Ladies, thanks for joining me tonight. If you don't have anything else, we're just going to get right into a jam. Folks, you are in tune to TM Hyman Radio Live. Special guest, Six Chambers tonight. Proud of them cats, and we're going to follow them. We're going to follow them. Dee Dee, thank you. Toya, thank you very much. CeeLo, thank you very much. This is Fallen from my man Bugsy the Rocker. He helped to kick the show off a few weeks ago. He's going to take us out of here tonight. Thanks for joining me. Be safe, everybody. I love you all.
Waiting for the smoke to clear so I can see the sunlight. Some might say the darkness will never fade. Even if they ride, I'm still strapped for my sunlight. See a better life, got my right fist in the sky while I'm in this fight. Crack fiends, dreams disappear as they hit the pipe. All seem within my sight. Fast well with a crack playing gun bang. The innocent main blood, pour like rain. So it's hard to maintain. So I sing the same song that play sang. So listen up to my hip-hop spiritual. Still being alive is a miracle. You say I give, I say I'm cursed for being lyrical. In the industry, ran by the sentinels, the only place is typical. Propaganda to the everyday individual. So what you listen to? On your stereo, see the radio. Try to play the real artists like a Mario. Round and keep the real sound underground. So let me clarify, so all y'all can identify. If you listen hard enough, homie, you can hear the ghetto cry. I can't deny that I'm still trapped. Looking for a sign from the Lord in the blue sky. Praying for a reply. On the system we can't rely. No time to be shy or eat a piece of humble pie. Can I play private eye and specify? When the government don't want us to know something, they tend to document but classify. I wonder why. And what they did in New Orleans, they can't justify. Left them on standby with no supply. Like they had the right to die. Notify the powers to be. They won't crucify. I verify. Fight for my honor like a samurai.
They know not what they do. They're breaking all the rules. Cause the cool are really fools. Baby, they're falling. They know not what they do. They're breaking all the rules. Cause the cool are really
Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Live Talk Radio Show. 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 TM Hyman Live. TM Hyman Live. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Real talk. Real talk. Talk Radio Show.
Come on.
Talk Radio.